tugs at the heartstrings in a particularly tender way when you hear people talk about someone they love. And recently, I'll admit, I got a little misty-eyed as I listened to former Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll, publicly champion his wife, Glenda. And your eyes might mist over a little bit as well. Let's listen.
I've been blessed with, like, the rarest of best friends and mentor, loving partner, the angel in my life. This is worth crying for. Glenda, nobody would ever understand how significant she had been through all of the stuff that we've been through, and how important she is. She's just been the angel in my life, and I owe you everything.
Yeah, some things are worth crying for. We agree, Coach Pete. We agree. And marriage is definitely one of those things. That clip sparked an idea for a week-long series. What can happen when? What can happen when we publicly champion our partner or when we make our spouse our number one? We're going to cover it all. And Studio 5 relationship contributor Dr. Matt Townsend is going to start us off. How sweet was that?
Oh, beautiful. Isn't that cool?
Some things are worth crying for.
A Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah.
At retirement, and he's talking about his angel.
Yes.
And nobody knows, right?
Yes.
Nobody knows how big of an influence she's been.
And I almost find myself thinking, why is that so attention-grabbing? Meaning, why is it so rare? I mean, when someone stands up and celebrates their partner, we just clamor, right? We did a series on this show. I was sad to see it retire. It was called Couple Goals for many years. You and Marty were part of that series. And I loved it, and viewers loved it as well. But I found myself thinking throughout that entire duration of the series, this shouldn't be so rare. It shouldn't be novel for a couple to sit there and publicly declare their love and admiration for each other.
You know why? One reason is because they're vulnerable. That's very vulnerable. And there's finality, right? So generally when we're giving our last words, they get way more real. And so tell me how many times he's been in front of cameras giving words about a game that weren't that real, probably, or that vulnerable.
Good point.
But once you move to the finite point of life is where you get to the real essential facts of life. And he was giving the essential facts of life.
Let's get better about giving
Isn't
those essential facts sooner, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great if we could throw them up earlier?
So we've asked you to tee up and kick off this series of what happens when, today focusing on what happens when you are that public champion of your partner. And you say the first thing that came to mind is that it makes you better. Like if you compliment their strengths, you're better because
of it. There's so much we could talk about what it would do to them, and we'll get there. But the most, I think, powerful thing is it makes you better because you are actually living with integrity and you're being vulnerable. But it makes you better because all of a sudden you're doing what's right with your partner. Mm. What's right with your partner is to be their public champion. You're there to be their witness. And so when you start doing what's right, you weirdly feel more right. When you do the good things, you feel better, right? So it's something that I would do mainly because it's the right thing to do. And if you could also pinpoint, how many times has she been publicly championing him, and he is now publicly championing her? She's got the benefit of all of that goodness every time she's ever talked about Pete.
Yeah.
And he finally gets to feel the goodness of it because he's now talking about Glenda.
You said two big words there, integrity. Like that's us showing up in a conversation with integrity. And also, I love that you use the word witness. Elaborate on that a little bit more. It's our job to be their witness.
I actually believe as humans, one of the benefits, especially with our most close, intimate people that we know, we're here to witness who they are. And by the way, when I witness it, I not only see the good in them, but I witness it to others that this is a good soul.
Yeah.
But I also witness to them that I see them. So witnessing is me actually holding a mirror up to you about all the good that you're doing. And every single human needs more people witnessing how great they are.
I love that. Looking for their good ensures that you notice more good, kind of a momentum thing.
Yeah, there's a power, and it's one of the things that we teach. I have a lot of clients that come in that have what's called negative interpretation. They can't see good in their partner. So they take everything their partner does and they interpret it negatively. What we teach them is if you can just start finding the good things, and then even holding them up publicly for people or for them, it starts to make you see the good more. So I actually give an assignment, and everyone can do this for Valentine's. Do a T chart, put a T on a piece of paper, your names, Matt and Marty, I felt loved when you, and then every night write down three things your partner did that day that made you feel loved. And if you'll do that for a week alone, it's 21 entries each of things that are good. The more you're looking for the good, the more you find the good. And then some other research shows that the more you're finding good, the more good you're feeling about them. Mm. Right? So all of a sudden, you do that for 6 weeks. You'll have hundreds of examples of things that are good.
I love that. I love that. Publicly praising a partner actually strengthens your partnership.
Yeah. The research is incredible. And it seems like no duh. But when you publicly praise people, it actually puts you guys on a pedestal. And what it means is we've got to pick up our game publicly. But it also strengthens the love. It strengthens the devotion. When you hear me praise you in public, you become more devoted to me because you know I've got your back.
Yeah.
It strengthens our bonds together. It strengthens our family because our kids see that mom and dad have each other's back. So in almost every category of what you want in a relationship, publicly praising and like being grateful publicly for your partner is an automatic force of strength.
Well, sometimes actions follow words.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Sometimes what we want to be leads out, and then who we want to be shows up later.
That's exactly right. And that, so that in a weird way, you're kind of, by highlighting the good, and we do this with our kids,
yeah,
whatever you highlight is going to grow. So if you're really positive about what you want, hey, that was so great how you made your bed, you're probably going to see the bed be made more,
yeah,
right? And because you're just communicating the positive.
Championing your partner builds confidence.
Remember, confidence means trust in self. And so when you trust somebody and you publicly show trust and belief in them, they start to take on an idea that they can believe themselves more. Mm. So like there's really good research about football or athletic coaches that are really positive and praising of their players get more confident players. Mm. They also get more confident play. Mm-hmm. They get the players to be tougher, stronger, and to stand up in the moment of the big battle.
Sort of a placebo effect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the power of it is, and you can do this in any situation, but if all of a sudden I'm finding all of your good and I'm telling it to you long enough, you'll start to believe it.
You'll rise to
and
that.
By the way, and some people are terrified by that. Oh, that's the last thing my partner needs is more confidence. But generally, anybody that doesn't, that's too confident, that's cocky, is usually somebody that lacks confidence.
Right.
So when they're too cocky, we pull off and we don't give confidence. We don't show confidence, which creates the opposite effect.
So they need more.
So then they need more and they become more belligerent.
Yeah.
So there's power in understanding the influence you have on your partner just by simply praising.
This is great stuff. This is really great stuff. Praising others increases the odds that they'll return the favor.
Yeah. What you're also doing is modeling how to be effective with each other. So when I praise you, it doesn't guarantee they'll praise you back because that might not be their nature, but it might actually just show them how to do it. So it increases the odds that you'll get more feedback back. Praising somebody else, everybody is drawn to people that like them. So, and then what's interesting is when you see somebody that's drawn to somebody that's really positive about them, you'll usually see them throw out a lot more praise for that person. Mm-hmm. So there's a contagion effect to any kind of praise that we give. And again, remember, humans are naturally drawn to positivity.
Yes.
And remember, it also takes 5 positives to erase a negative. So if I say something rude to you, I can't just say sorry and we're good. Mm-hmm. We need significantly more praise, 5 times more praise to erase the negatives in our life. So by doing this, you'll start to create a change. And then if you want more praise from your partner, you could always ask for it. You could say, I've taken on this challenge before Valentine's Day because of Studio 5 that I'm gonna praise you more publicly. And I've been doing that for the last few months. How has it felt? Talk about it and then say, you know what? I would love some more praise too, if you could.
I think you've answered this, but allow me to represent a couple out there or a partner out there who might be kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel and they feel like whatever praise they might offer might be empty praise. Is that okay?
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is that's still an interpretation. Because I know a million people that really praise their partner, think they're beautiful, think they're amazing, but the partner won't believe it. Mm. So that kind of goes back to negative interpretation. Just because you think it's empty praise, it still took effort, energy, thought, and they did it.
Yes, yes.
Which is, if all you could do is just believe their effort, they think it's important enough to try. And I wouldn't judge it. I wouldn't dismiss it because all that quick dismissal means is that you don't have to be vulnerable. If you accept the praise, it takes a ton of vulnerability. A lot of us don't want to be told how great we are. A lot of us don't want to be told how pretty we are. A lot of us don't want to be told how smart and effective we are. So instead, we reject it.
Yeah.
Don't reject praise ever. You need the praise. And then I think what you could do is then use it not to just be better at as a human, but go use it to lift more humans to be better.
I love this. We need more of this.
So cool.
Public praise, being
Pete,
a public
Carol
champion.
And Glenda.
Pete and Glenda Carroll kicking it off. Matt Townsend bringing it home for us. Thank you
awesome.
So much.
Thank you, Britt.
I talked about being 48 hours away from Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We are 48 hours away from an event that only happens twice a year.
Yeah.
It's your date night.
It's happening.
Woo!
We're talking about becoming one, the path to deeper love. And this year's weird because we're actually also live streaming it.
I didn't know
so
this.
So anywhere in the state of Utah, you can watch it on Valentine's night, and you're going to be part of the crowd with us. We'll talk to you, we'll engage with you. We're gonna have some fun interactive stuff as well.
We hear all the time, send Matt to St. George or send Matt
We're
to
coming.
London. Now you can come wherever you are.
Yep.
That's on your website?
That's all you gotta do is go to matttownsend.com and you'll be able to see the live stream option, or you can come to the live program at Murray High. It's 7 to 9 on the night of Valentine's, right? So you don't even have to you just write a card that we're going to be talking about, get some beautiful flowers,
You're done. And I wish, if people haven't been, I wish I could just describe, this is Matt. I mean, you see Matt every week and you love Matt. It's you at your best when you're on the stage playing off of that fun live energy, and everyone leaves different and better. And it's a gift of yours and you're giving it
to us
and we're grateful.
It really is. It's my favorite thing to do in the year. It's exhausting.
I know.
Because all the content's new.
Yes.
But then I've just, even in the studio today, we came up with some really funny new stuff. It's gonna be so good. And we won't go there, but it's good.
Vetoing some of the stuff that's been developed today in the studio. It will be a great time. We'll be there. We hope you will as well. MattTownsend.com is where you go for tickets. And again, the virtual ticket option is waiting for you there too. Thank you, friend.
Thanks,
we'll see you
Brooklyn.
Wednesday.
You
I can't wait.